Siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge Composite Siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Happy Multiple Personality Day. Maybe you're happy, but I'm in living hell.
It's also known as Dissociative Identity Disorder Awareness Day.
Oh, why don't you shut your pie hole, Mrs. Know-It-All?
Why don't you make me?
I don't make trash. I burn it.
I just want you to be happy.
And why do they keep shoving chocolate cake down my yapper?
Because it's Happy Multiple Personality Day.
Help me.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. The coronavirus now blamed for 12 deaths in the U.S., authorities confirming at least 149 cases nationwide.
World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus urging what he calls aggressive preparedness.
We're calling on every country to act with speed, scale, and clear-minded determination.
Tedros saying there are both encouraging and worrying signs about the virus spread in different places around the world.
Fox's Simon Owen. Thousands in Tennessee remain without power after tornadoes ripped through the state Tuesday. At least 24 people killed.
We do have a very strong coordinated response. We have ambulances lined up and available in sections where we need them.
Governor Bill Lee. America is listening to Fox News.
Shake, shake, shake my hand, please. This coronavirus. Don't touch, touch, touch me ever. I don't want to die. Stay back, 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 everyone. Don't want to get sick. Wear a mask, mask, mask when you're out. It's a pandemic.
It's worldwide, so I'm staying inside.
The app won't get the virus.
It's a demand. You better wash your hands.
Or you'll get corona.
Silly me, I'm trapped in Italy.
Lots of hand sanitizer.
It's worldwide, so I'm staying inside.
Achoo!
All right, so we have 129 confirmed cases in the United States. What do you say, 12 have passed away?
Something like
12. I bet 12 people have passed away from a dozen different things in the last 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
This is what happens when you weaponize something and unnecessarily. I mean, you got Costco limiting the amount of water people can buy.
It's crazy. You know,
it is. Yeah. It's like, it reminds me of hurricane preparation when it's really over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Where the store shelves are clean, you can't get hand sanitizer, you can't get masks, not that most of them work anyway.
It's like they've got to buy the bread and milk thing, you know?
Exactly. Oh, thanks for reminding me about Mr. Bread and Milk. Where do we... Yeah. I know I have him here. Hang on.
That's what this is headed to. If it keeps up, if they don't stop it. And what scares me is mandatory vaccines. I'm not taking a mandatory vaccine. I'm sorry. I don't trust the CDC.
I'm not going to get a mandatory vaccine either. I'll tell you what. The one thing you can do, go to Infusion and get an immune booster.
There you go.
That's your absolute best bet. 5 minutes after 5 o'clock, the market today was after yesterday's. I have a theory. I'm going to run it by Brant McDonald. I don't pretend to know what he does, but that's why we talk to him every day to find out what was behind it. And I want to see what he has to think about my theory. Lewis Lawn. Oh, man, they just closed 6 minutes ago. Too late to stop by today. But open tomorrow, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. And something new for this mowing season, if you're ready for a new mower and comparably priced to gasoline-powered mowers, is the E-Go product line. You plug in the charger, it charges up, and then when you're ready to use it, you hit the start button, and it fires up, and you're in business. So if you're not one who likes to deal with pull starters and things like that, it doesn't really get any easier. And the good news, like, I was checking out the self-propellant. I may buy one. I just haven't had time to get over there, but I may buy one of these. it starts up with the touch of a button. It's not as loud, and it's comparably priced to the Toro. So, and of course, they carry all of those products, Toro, Echo, X-Mark, you know, the zero-turn mowers, tractor-style mowers in their new showroom space that they built over the last year, and everything else you need. By the way, the Ego products not only include mowers and different types of mowers, but edgers and trimmers as well. Check them out at Lewis Lawn. Again, Monday through Friday at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They're also one of our Paw It Forward partners. And I know, God rest her soul, Jenny Lewis would smile knowing that you brought things to help our humane shelters by dropping stuff off at their location. Again, right next to Walter Craig. At 5:07, we'll be back with Brant in a moment.
Action, adrenaline, big wrecks, and even bigger laughs. The 2020 SLE Rodeo is bringing the best in bucking stock, featuring five-time PRCA Stock Contractor of the Year, Frontier Rodeo Company, and specialty acts by hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarlane and a team of monkeys riding border collies. That's right, we said big laughs were in store. Don't miss out on the action. We'll see you at the Garrett Coliseum, March 19th through 21st. Visit SLERodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
A new floor is a big decision, but with the Home Depot in your corner, it doesn't have to be a hard one. Take waterproof Stony Oak vinyl plank flooring from the Home Decorators Collection. Right now, just $2.29 a square foot. There's even more in store for you in our flooring showroom. From classic looks to the newest trends, you'll cover a lot of ground. For style, durability, and guaranteed low prices on floors, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. U.S. only.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Alice Eskew with Alabama News Network. A flood warning continues for the Alabama River, affecting Autauga, Dallas, Elmore, Lowndes, and Montgomery counties. Minor flooding is occurring and moderate flooding is forecast. The river will continue rising and then begin falling Saturday afternoon. Nathaniel Woods, a convicted cop killer, is scheduled to be executed by injection tonight at a South Alabama prison. But his co-defendant, Kerry Spencer, says he's taking full responsibility for the murders, and Woods does not deserve to be incarcerated, much less be killed. Martin Luther King III also sent a letter to Governor Ivey pleading for Woods' release. The governor's office has declined to make a comment on the case until a decision has been made. The governor's gambling study group will meet for the first time today. The group will gather information to help the governor and legislature better understand how the possible expansion of gaming would impact the state. Former Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange is the chair of the study group. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather news is going to get better and better. For tonight, partly cloudy, turning cooler, overnight low 44. But tomorrow, the sun returns with a high temperature in the low to mid-60s. Should be a great Friday. We'll be in the 30s on Friday night, but a beautiful weekend forecast. Sunshine Saturday and Sunday in the low 60s for a high Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday. A chance to dry out finally for about 3 or 4 days straight. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
At 5:11, speaking of disco.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walker. I'm not a woman's man, I'm a nonstop talker. I am loud and I am old. Been here so long, I'm covered in mold. It's all right, it's okay. You may be saying there is no way. Try to understand it is my plan to take down Trump. I am the man. Whether you're a voter or whether you're a donor, I'm staying alive, staying alive. Feel the country breaking and everyone is shaking. I'm staying alive, staying alive. I'm staying alive. staying alive. I'm staying alive.
Yeah.
I ran out of air.
Who put the dem in dementia?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
Yeah, baby.
The thing.
Introduced his, what, his sister as his wife, and his wife as his
sister. Got confused there, too. Yeah, happens all the time.
Oh, sure.
All right, let's welcome Mr. Wright on the money. Brant McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. May I offer you a theory?
Please do.
Because you
thought you were going to offer me a drink. I don't know, because you don't drink. But
yeah, I'd buy you one. I don't mind if other people. I'm the one that can't drink, not you. Say if I were a crazy left winger, I would insist that you and nobody else drink because I don't believe in
that's
it.
That's right.
That said, the other day you gave us a theory because you had heard it. You talked to some VIPs in your industry who were relieved that Bernie Sanders did not have a big Super Tuesday win. And then yesterday there was the big rally. Now today, Elizabeth Warren pulled out of the race. She, I know, is somebody that Wall Street fears. Is any of today's downturn due to the fact that she could throw her support to Bernie and then put him back in a position where he's ahead of Biden? Because she has not made a decision yet.
Yeah, you know, well, it's a great theory. I've heard a lot of theories lately. I mean, tons of different ones. They're all sort of interesting and unique. But this one, you know, look, yes, absolutely is possible. There's no doubt. There were rumors a week ago that she could potentially be the running mate with Bernie.
Yeah, that's kind of why I wonder, you know.
Yeah, she and listen, let's face it, she's going to protect herself and her own and her staff and all the people in her who are part of her campaign. And there's no question she's passionate about what she stands for and believes in and all of that. So she could be playing a little bit of hardball with both Joe Biden and with Bernie.
Yeah.
And
what she got to lose?
Not a whole lot, you know, although if she makes the wrong choice, life could be miserable for her politically afterwards. But
yeah, this is true.
But anyway, so I think there's something to it. There are rumors floating around out there now that the that this coronavirus thing is designed to try to bring down Trump in the election.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, look, you know, I'm not a major big-time conspiracy theorist. You know, but living in the world that I've lived in and having traveled all over this world and seen things, nothing would surprise me. Nothing.
Brad, I don't know if you caught it yesterday. I posted the statistics on flu epidemics going back over the years. The H1N1 in 2009, over 1,600,000 cases, and Obama did nothing until it hit the 1 million mark. I am a big believer that, yes, there is a weaponization going on here over this. 12 deaths, it's the lead story on Fox News. Twice that many people died in one tornado. You know, 700,000 people around the world die every day from something. We all have to die from something. I'm not saying we should or we should hurry the process. But to me, I am an absolute believer that there is a political component to the way this virus is being used, and it's sickening.
Well, it certainly is interesting. Now, this was not my original thought. I have heard this from some other people. It's kind of making the rounds, you know, around the country. So think about what the big problem is. I mean, why is the market going down? What has got everyone so hot and bothered?
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially
all right. So China has seized up. Okay, they have shut down plants. The supply chain, as we know, is in serious trouble, which has basically cut off the much-needed parts and raw materials that American businesses need for manufacturing and to deliver in products. So the coronavirus in China, if it's true that the number of cases are beginning to go down and the number of people who have overcome this has skyrocketed, but yet we can't get the supplies we need, then, okay, that's a major problem. What does that do? What is that? That slows down the U.S. economy, right?
Yeah.
The other thing, if you look at not just inventories here in the U.S., but you start looking at if this is a prolonged situation where this country is in a sort of a state of paralysis, you know, let's say that in a month or two, we've got an airline industry that's grounded.
Right.
These are the things that the market's concerned about. So what does that mean? That means jobs, people getting laid off.
Yeah.
Cutbacks. And that means recession. And that means you get into the fall, and you're not in great economic shape.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole, you know, if you will, the kind of connecting the dots for you behind the theory that's making the rounds. But there's another piece to this as well, and I hope everyone hears me, because this is really, I think, the epicenter behind what's going on in this market. If from my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It's the amount of leverage and it's the amount of debt that has been put on these small and medium-sized U.S. businesses, many in the energy patch and other places. For so long, I've been coming on the show talking about credit quality and talking about, you know, the fact that people get markets get a little bit unnerved when they start to see these risk premiums expanding or going up. Because of dollar-denominated debt. I have thrown that out many, many times, I know. But this is absolutely the reason, because if revenue, if that top-line revenue starts to slow down or evaporate, remember, a lot of these companies who are highly levered are on a thin margin from a cash flow basis, and they have to service that debt. And so we're beginning to see high yield and the lower quality credit markets begin to decouple in an unusual way. And this is also why I think that if this continues for another few weeks, not only will you see the Fed cut interest rates by another 75 basis points or 0.75%, but they're going to start QE. And they're going to have to start going out and buying up bad debt to support credit markets around the world if it gets that bad. If that were to happen, then absolutely no doubt in my mind you're going to start to see stock prices go back up, much like you saw back in 2011, 12, and 13 when they were printing roughly almost $2 trillion in brand new cash out of thin air. So I think you'll see the Fed's balance sheet begin to expand, go up again as they sop up some of the bad debt out there, but only if we get to that point. And that's what's bothering the market. That is why the market's going down. People ask me all the time, how are interest rate cuts going to get people to go and buy stuff? And that's not the point. The point is financial conditions. The point is balance sheets on these companies. And the ringleaders are the people who lent these companies all this money is over in Europe. And those European banks have tons of dollar-denominated loans. They have to protect that position every day. The hedging costs are rising. This is why several months ago we had a problem at the Fed window, the federal funds market, where the Fed had to come in and intervene in their repo operations to supply new dollars. In effect, had created north of $650 billion in new dollars just to accommodate global markets. This thing with this virus is slowing things down so much, again, that if it starts to significantly impair revenues and it begins to impact those the ability of some of these companies to make payments or default rates go up, that's going to be a problem. And that's why the markets are so volatile. And that really is it.
We know there are globalists. We talk about that a lot. In fact, Terry Adams, who's with us this afternoon, it's a subject we've discussed many, many times. They still want absolute power.
Absolutely.
And globalists could be seeing this corona situation as an opportunity to hurt Trump, maybe even get him out, and you know, continue with their master plan. I don't know. But what's Trump been doing? He's been trying to get businesses to come back here and make their stuff here and not depend on China or any other place that's so vulnerable, so we don't have situations like this.
Right, right. Well, you know, Trump has a lot available to him. So far, all we've been talking about is a monetary policy response by the Fed. But, you know, we do have a fiscal policy response that can be made. That's the Treasury Department under Treasury Secretary Mnuchin. Even the White House has certain executive power in, I guess, what you would call an emergency-type situation. So believe me, there is a ton of firepower. He can fight back. The end result of it, the irony in all of it, is that the dollar will certainly go down, which will definitely help him politically this year. And so I think, again, what I'm beginning to see, the sort of a little bit more visibility, kind of trying to figure out where this is heading, we're getting closer and closer and closer, and this is the key point, to another form of QE and massive fiscal stimulus as well as monetary stimulus that expands the balance sheet of the Fed, and that's going to increase asset prices. All you have to do, Greg, is look at the 30-year mortgage rate. We'll see where that sucker's going. The number of people who are going to be going out to refinance their homes is going to blow your mind if this keeps up.
I may be among them.
I'm serious. I mean, if 30-year mortgages get into the twos,
yeah,
it's going to be unreal. And so, you know, there are. That's why you see asset prices go up. When you increase the money supply that those assets are valued in. So whether it's real estate, stocks, petrodollars, crude oil, those kinds of things, if you debase the currency enough, the underlying asset price has to go up in order to offset the loss in the purchasing power or the loss on an equivalent basis, because it still does the same thing. It still has the same, I guess, what we would call utilitarian value or what have you. But that's the end result. So I think I called in two of that are on my staff, called them in earlier and said, look, we don't have a whole lot of time, but I really... over the next 2-3 days, I want to build a coronavirus portfolio. The blood in the streets right now is getting so unbelievable with the number of companies that are getting just absolutely brutally beaten to death over this. Airlines, travel and leisure, the list goes on and on. And just in the last 2 months, I mean, many of these companies are down 40% in 2 months. With dividend yields that are 6-7%, so these kind of things come along, they give you potential opportunity. But we're still in the process of evaluating. But I know that's a lot of information to absorb. But I did want to go through that here on a Thursday, particularly when we were down again today. I can tell you this: we're holding up very well here. Mm-hmm. We really, really are. All of our portfolios are in very good shape with this. I think we're capturing roughly about somewhere between 25-30% of the downside, which for me, in my world, that's pretty good. So,
Brent, we're out of time at 5:24, but I need to ask you a quick question. How'd you guess on tomorrow? I mean, the market's been up a total of 2,500 points and down a total of 1,900 for a net plus 600 over 4 days. What do you see tomorrow?
I think it's going to be largely dependent on the jobs number that's coming out. We're going to see that in the morning. You know, most pundits are looking for, an estimate of around 175,000 new jobs. Mm-hmm. There will be a lot of great information in there, especially from the back half of February. And so if that's reasonably good, reasonably strong, it could buoy the market. If it's a definite, you know, sort of a negative downside surprise, that could be a real problem.
I saw the number 183 somewhere today. There's a number that comes out the day before the actual unemployment number. And I saw 183,000 jobs in the month. I'll find it. I'll text you the link. Got to run. It's 5:26. This is what you want when things are going as they have this week, unprecedented. You want somebody you can pick up and call and talk to and say, what's going on? How are we responding to this? And that's Brant and the team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. 387-0094 is the number to call and become managerial about your money. 387-0094. And Brant, if you're available tomorrow, we'd love to hear from you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I will most likely, be calling in.
It's been a memorable week, and it's been a week to forget at times, too. We'll talk to you then.
right. Take care, guys.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
We went a little bit longer than normal with Brant because there's a lot to talk
it's
about.
It's important.
But I did get a request for the new Joe Biden song, Hairy Legs, that we've been playing. And it's going to be the feature in our silly segment, which is about 2 minutes away. Bill Yancey, anybody else, don't miss it. It's really well done. 527.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a very busy boulevard all the way around the city this afternoon, especially East-South Boulevard at Troy Highway, East Boulevard from Ware's Ferry to the Wetumpka Highway. Wetumpka Highway slowdowns and congestion at the River Bridge red lights, Redland Road and Jasmine Hill. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, really busy this afternoon, and we got slow traffic on 85 northbound out of downtown. Slow traffic all the way up to about Ann Street. And an accident if you're getting off I-65 northbound on 14 into Millbrook, right in front of the Jacks. We've got a moderate crash right there. Watch out for emergency vehicles and be safe out there. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm best equipped to beat Donald Trump. That's what your poll said.
Vice President Biden, why are you a better choice than your opponents?
I got hairy legs. Hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. In the sun. Cover up my legs. From the morning. I got hairy legs. Yeah, man. Watch the hair come back up again. I'm the guy with the best chance to win.
Time is a thing.
It's only 60 seconds, not up yet. Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys, a bad crew.
Michael, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I really was the only white guy they really knew. He said, I'll meet you outside. And I said, what am I gonna do? Corn Pop, he can't stop. Corn Pop.
That's fine, thank you.
So I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women whores, gayest lesbians. You could release women from those agreements immediately.
Maybe they didn't like the joke I told.
Are you willing to release them?
Release them. These agreements were made consensually.
professional on this stage.
It's got hairy legs.
Seriously?
Hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun.
We got other issues we're trying to get
to.
Here's
the last point I want to make. My time's going to run out. Here's the last point I want to make to you.
I got hairy legs.
We are a country where there are too many people that are obese.
I am scared.
Vice President Biden, I want to start with you. Why should anyone have faith that you're the one who can get this done now?
Because I'm the only one that...
You don't know. No, stop.
No, let's talk about math.
Let's talk about math.
Okay, so here's the math.
Coldplay is the best fan.
Can I respond to the...
Why am I stopping? No one else stops.
Okay.
Joe said it right.
Here's the deal. Here's the look. I think it's important that on day one... Day one, I have more hair than anyone else.
I got hairy legs!
I don't care!
Yeah, that's right. You heard what I said. You heard what I said. I was a pretty darn good lifeguard. I learned a lot.
We let this get out of control.
Been down in Mayfield with my grandpa. We used to play basketball with a corn pop. And he sank every single shot. Corn pop, he can't stop. Corn pop, he won't stop. Yeah, corn pop, he sank every shot.
Time is a thank you.
I'm not out of time. You spoke over time, and I'm going to talk. Here's the deal.
I got hairy legs.
Bonafide 2020.
Everybody vote if you can. For your favorite woman or man. You can stream this track from Japan to Finland.
Get the song here. Have a great day and a great life. And don't forget to wear a life jacket and play zone defense against corn pop.
I got hairy legs.
And right now that is
number one.
5:33 on this talk, 93.1 FM. Terry Adams, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. And Rosie, an odd thing today, I still can't. Mark Cumby sent the Rosie the Riveter song, and we played it. And I'm totally good with a song that will honor anybody with the great name Rosie.
Absolutely.
Starting to talk like Trump. And then we find out from T-Spear that Rosie the Riveter passed away yesterday. I have that obit from Fox News on my Facebook page. Kevin is on the phone at 272-9228.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Can we get back to the disco sellout real quick?
Yeah, sure.
All right, the song is called I Was Made for Loving You.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a kiss. That's right. That's right. That was disco, wasn't it?
I think you said I don't remember that one.
I do.
I remember playing Beth for slow dances, but not.
You're right, Kevin.
You know me, and I'm a big rock and roll fan.
Yes.
And that was just like a kick in the.
Sacrilege, wasn't it?
Well, I guess they had to do something, and you know what? That song was huge.
Yeah, it was a big hit.
All right, what's the name of it?
I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss. You're right. I forgot all about that one.
If you want to put it on for 10 seconds,
I think
you'll
he's going
hear
to.
It. You'll go
he's
like,
going to right now.
It's oh, my goodness.
All right, rare but disco it, mix. Listen. Oh, jeez. That is a sellout.
Thank you very much for playing that for me, my brother.
Thank
I'll
you.
See y'all soon.
All right.
Later.
Thanks. What he said, he means
shame on you.
But is it a sellout or is it just good business? Everybody was in clubs.
You've got to stay relevant. Whatever it takes, I guess.
I'm sure a lot of bands in their private moments winced when their record companies issued remixes like that.
Is it better to go with the flow and do that, or is it better to lose your record contract and be a nobody or a has-been, you know?
When I brought that up on the YouTube, what popped up? The song I think that's the most erotic song ever made. Which will start as... Oh, and it's the extended dance edit. So I'm just going to play this till Rusty and David come in. The late, great Donna Summer. from that and go to what I think is the best Motown song ever made.
Oh, that's a bold statement.
It is. And I believe this is also a disco remix, so let me move it along here. A remix of the song. I'm sure it's here somewhere. Baby. I'm gonna find it. Is this it? I'm gonna find this. Keep Rusty and David up. Come on. Superstition by Stevie Wonder is such a great song.
I think the most erotic song has got to be Wicked Game by Chris Isaak. That's a great video, and it is the most erotic song. It's a great song.
I think we should spend an afternoon trying to... I agree with you. That belongs on the list and high up there.
It's very, very good.
In fact, I think when I was doing the morning show on Q96.1, somebody came up with a list.
Mm-hmm.
And that was either number one or number two.
It's great. And the video's incredible.
Maybe we'll play that. But we should have everybody, by the time they get home this afternoon, ready for love.
Yeah, man.
Animals, you.
Yeah. You barbarians.
Because research has proven that the News Talk audience has more sex than...
B-S-B-S-B-S.
No, I'm guilty of salesmanship, okay?
Nothing wrong with that.
Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, the folks that can make a big difference... and your monthly power bills. How do I know this? Because I lived it a year ago when the first summer electric bill came. It was $540 bucks.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, man, we just got to batten it down here. We got to stop, you know, leaving doors open. So I put my foot down. You know, I had that memorable moment.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down. And that foot is me.
I was that foot, and we did. We were much more careful about open doors and that kind of thing. And the next month, the bill dropped all the way to $515.
Whoops.
So I didn't put my foot down hard enough. Paid that bill, shaking my head.
Maybe it wasn't your foot.
Well, then when the third one came, and it was worse than that one, that's when I called Clark's. Duh. Hey, dope. You've been telling people for years and years and years about Clark's and the difference they can make. I'm a member, and it, for whatever reason, didn't occur to me, hey, maybe the AC is the problem. We'd had some problems with the pool. David Fagan came out and fixed those for us. Fagan pools. Clark's came out and found that our AC unit outside was totally clogged with grass and was running at about 10% capacity.
There you go.
And the next electric bill... It was like the difference between yesterday's stock market and today's.
Wow.
The drop. It's great to have a team to partner up with the best HVAC people, heating, air conditioning, and some amazing plumbers at Clark's. 277-2125 is the number to call to get your membership started. Get those two annual tune-ups, and don't be a fool like me and pay those ridiculous electric bills. And if something does go wrong, they're on the way. Not tomorrow, not 2 days from now. They're on the way. They know the meaning of the word now at Clark's, and that is really important when the weather is super cold and the heating doesn't work, or it's super hot and you have no AC.
Amen.
Visit ClarkComfort.com, Alabama certification number 99005.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have very slow traffic on 85 southbound from about Jackson Hospital in pockets up to the 8565 interchange. Slow traffic out of the interchange on 85 northbound to about Ann Street. Also another slowdown from Taylor Road to Chantilly Parkway. We have a slowdown on 65 northbound at the Northern Boulevard where the merge comes in. It'll take you a couple of minutes to get through there. And if you're on I-65 exiting to Highway 14 up in Millbrook, on 14 in front of the Jacks, we have a very bad accident there that has traffic backed up onto the interstate ramp. Back up 65 northbound, also on 14 all the way across to the Prattville side in front of the McDonald's. Use caution there and just be patient, all right? They're working that one as quickly as they can. We are busy everywhere. Buckle up and drive carefully. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Reinhart Toyota is looking for sales consultants. Write your own paycheck. Applicants must have a clean driving record and be over 21. Call Reinhart Toyota and become part of the team. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
A new floor is a big decision, but with the Home Depot in your corner, it doesn't have to be a hard one. Take waterproof Stony Oak vinyl plank flooring from the Home Decorators Collection. Right now, just $229 a square foot. There's even more in store for you in our flooring showroom. From classic looks to the newest trends, you'll cover a lot of ground. For style, durability, and guaranteed low prices on floors, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. U.S. only.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See StraightTalk.com.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote.
Alice Eskew with Alabama News Network. Nathaniel Woods, a convicted cop killer, is scheduled to be executed by injection tonight at a South Alabama prison. But his co-defendant, Kerry Spencer, says he's taking full responsibility for the murders, and Woods does not deserve to be incarcerated, much less be killed. Martin Luther King III also sent a letter to Governor Ivey pleading for Woods' release. The governor's office has declined to make a comment on the case until a decision has been made. The governor's gambling study group will meet for the first time today. The group will gather information to help the governor and legislature better understand how the possible expansion of gaming would impact the state. Former Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange is the chair of the study group. A flood warning continues for the Alabama River, affecting Autauga, Dallas, Elmore, Lowndes, and Montgomery counties. Minor flooding is occurring and moderate flooding is forecast. The river will continue rising and then begin falling Saturday afternoon. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather news is going to get better and better. For tonight, partly cloudy, turning cooler, overnight low 44. But tomorrow, the sun returns with a high temperature in the low to mid-60s. Should be a great Friday. We'll be in the 30s on Friday night, but a beautiful weekend forecast. Sunshine Saturday and Sunday in the low 60s for a high Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday. A chance to dry out finally for about 3 or 4 days straight. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're doing bumper music today, so we may as well play this because guess what? It's happening.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
And it has. Rich Thomas, you deserve a break.
Check, please.
He is away and enjoying himself for a couple of days. What a week he's put in. This bulletin, by that I mean, this is from the Federal Trade Commission.
It's from the RSA, their ITS security division.
Look, it's amazing. It's just like the first people that are in after a hurricane or a tornado were the looters, right?
Yep.
Well, with the coronavirus, there are now scammers trying to capitalize on that, setting up websites to sell bogus products, using fake emails, texts, and social media as a ruse to take your money and get your personal information. And above everything else, try not to panic.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, until the numbers tell me otherwise, the H1N1 11 years ago was worse.
Mm-hmm.
Far worse.
Yeah.
And they didn't even call it an emergency until over a million people have been infected here in this country. But you see, orange man bad. So we've had, we got 129 cases here and 12 deaths. So it's all Trump's fault. Don't you forget that.
Yeah, it's always Trump's fault.
The best headline of the day, Terry, Rosie, marijuana found in bra leads to bigger bust.
I heard that this morning.
From Grand Ridge, guess what state?
Florida.
Yeah, you see, when you store your doobie in your bosom and the police pull you over, or car broken down, the officer noticed the pungent aroma of marijuana and decided to take a further look. It wasn't just the doobie in her boobie. It was crystal meth, pot packaged for sale, scales, and cash.
Oh,
so
my.
This woman, who the cops were kind enough to stop and help, is now in jail, charged with trafficking a controlled substance, possession of the devil's lettuce with intent to distribute.
It's all the
Jay Scott. Yeah, the jazz cabbage.
That.
I love those. 5:50 is the time. Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson make Wednesday special here every weekday afternoon because they're so savvy on all things that make the news, serious and otherwise. But when they're asked a question from one of our listeners about a legal issue, their answers are immediate, unhesitating. Mm-hmm. They know their stuff. That's super important when you're considering an attorney for a divorce, whether you're a man or a woman, or a matter of family law. The second most important component is we got your back. That advocacy, that's what you really need, because divorce, under even so-called good circumstances or non-hostile circumstances, is a major life change. And you need to focus on making those adjustments as seamlessly as possible. That's why you hire a great team like Delkin Tomlinson. Let them take care of the legal stuff so you can go on with your life and know that they're working on a settlement that's going to be livable for you. Let them take care of all that. Let them manage that so you can work on managing your future. Their number for a consultation is 819-4810. The powerful testimonials are there for the reading at their web address, divorceformenalabama.com, but they do represent women and they do matters of family law as well. At Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman. This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
554.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're headed to Millbrook on I-65 this evening, as you get up above Cobbsford Road and take the exit there, there is an accident on 14 right in front of that Jack's that'll be on your left. It actually has traffic backed up on the on-ramp and up on to 65 northbound. Also backed up on Highway 14 underneath the interstate back around Long Lewis Ford. It's going to take you a few minutes to get through there, so please be patient. If you live in the Ridge or over on that side of town on Highway 31, you might just want to take Cobbsford Road. Around the boulevard in Montgomery, a lot of congestion. Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, still very busy. We're seeing a lot of congestion at Redland Road on the Wetumpka Highway. The Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge closed this afternoon. Folks are going around that way, and there's a lot of traffic there. Be cautious wherever you are. We'll keep you updated. Central Alabama Works presents Career Discovery at Trenum State. This hands-on expo allows 8th graders to explore careers in high-demand jobs. Go to centralalabamaworks.com for more info. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Howdy, parents. Saddle up your little buckaroos for a day of cowboy fun at the SLE Rodeo, coming to Garrett Coliseum March 19th through the 21st. Learn more and purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO2.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All right, we've been studying musical sellouts off and on this afternoon.
Yes.
Here's the final one. This is the beat. Actually, this is a mashup. I don't know that anybody sold out here, but who would have ever thought Back in Black by AC/DC and Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees could work together?
Yeah.
What I very good was a handsome guy in his time.
A little hairy. The hairy color.
Get there on the right of the of the screen. I'm pointing it out to Terry because I really got to know him.
Really?
He died very young.
Yeah.
But we went to meetings.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah, special meetings.
And it wasn't that long. When everything the Bee Gees did was number one within a week or two.
They were hot.
It was, almost Beatlesque, very close to it. And then, of course, with the movie and disco and everything else to follow. And I said, what was it like to be in that kind of a spot? I mean, I know what it's like. I don't know if I've told you guys. I used to work for Styx.
Styx?
Yeah,
really?
The rock group. Styx. So I got to see that, from their vantage point. But he said it's not what anyone thinks it is or what anybody envies. He said living a normal life or anything closely to it was impossible for so long. It became a source of depression, and it led to him, too much partying.
And that's kind of what Elvis said, too,
It had to be impossible to be Elvis.
Yeah.
When you got to rent an entire amusement park for a good time.
Exactly.
Speaking of good times, you're staying for Rusty and David, correct?
For Health and Wealth, that's right. Mr. Ernest's program.
And we'd like to get a sneak preview of Clearing the Air Saturday night, 6 to 10 here.
We're going to get into the bioweapon, and we're going to get into why I believe Morgellons is a lot more dangerous than the coronavirus. That's what we're going to talk about.
Well, I'll tell you what. Knowing what I've learned from you about that, it's largely because they are choosing to keep people ignorant or pretend it's not there.
And to me, that's scarier.
All righty. Rosie, thank you for everything, you riveter you.
You riveter you.
T. Spear, special thanks to you for the story. Mark Cumby, special thanks to you for the music. And all of you for tuning in. Everybody's